longevity.
Are you angry? Do you slam the phone? Do you scream at your coworkers? Are you short-fused? We got a great guest coming up who's going to tell you about breathing deeply. There's something about breathing water and closing your eyes that seem to make a difference with stress levels rather out of control. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing, America? Where are you, America? You can chime in on any and all of it. I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between. In fact, I'm going to give you the digits right at the top before we even dive into it, which is pretty unusual. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. How about this? Would this surprise you to know, as we sit here and grapple with immigration, not right now, because our lawmakers are taking a five-week vacation. When they come back, maybe they'll be able to pass a bill, create a law. They've only got about 15 of them for this entire Congress, so maybe they'll be able to do that when they come back. Would you be surprised to know, and we just talked about this on another show, that according to a report from Eric Holder's Department of Justice, nearly a third of the immigrants making asylum claims last year who were released on bond or in their own recognizance never appeared in immigration court. The executive office does this immigration review statistical yearbook. And it says the number is up 66% more no-shows than in 2008. So it's just an abuse magnet for people who want to make a claim to get in the country and then they ditch. There is a border crossing town near San Diego that saw a flood of asylum requests and it resulted in the checkpoint being shut down. Mexican immigrants made 9,200 asylum claims in 2012, but were only found by the immigration courts to have 126 claims worth being granted. Ooh, that's crazy. So let me say that again. The asylum claims over 9,200. The immigration courts found 126 claims worth being granted. If you look at immigrants from China, often accused of human rights violations, over 11,000 asylum claims were made. 4,705 were granted. What a huge disparity. We have 126 claims. So seek asylum and then step out. That's a crisis. That's a crisis that could overwhelm the system. Anybody have a great suggestion? I gave out the numbers. Anyone have a great suggestion about how to stop it? I mean, I could say the obvious answer. Why don't we seal the borders? Why don't we have more eyes on the border? That means more money. We don't have the money for that. So some will say, well, like Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, why don't we just legalize these people, and it'll put a stop to the headache that we have. A big stop. So why don't we do that? And I'll tell you what, your guess is as good as mine. It's just like the whole visa thing. So that's perfect. Someone applies for asylum, and then they go off the grid. And who knows who they are and what they're doing in the United States. A third of the immigrants claim asylum, skip the court hearings. What do you think's going on there? And the timing is bad, too, because teen unemployment in California is up. 33%. Wow. Remember how easy it was to get that part-time job when you were a kid? And when you say 33%, I mean, here's some raw numbers for you right at the top. That means unless your parents own some kind of a business or there's some place you've worked for a long time, and we're talking Home Depot, Taco Bell, Lowe's, that kind of stuff. So teenagers don't have a prayer. How are they going to be elected? How are they going to get elect to get a job? How are they going to do that? A 33, and it's 0.1% unemployment rate among the kids in the summer. Oh, that has to be frustrating. Because who wants to do those jobs for free? They need to be paid. They need to be paid to do those jobs. We're going to check the mail coming up in our next section. A lot of emails about a lot of different things. I think when I initially told on the show the story about only 15 bills became laws and were signed into effect, there's a tragedy somewhere looped in that scenario. How does that happen? How does that happen? You may have some suggestions. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Now, even though everybody, the gang's not all back in Washington, it still doesn't mean there are things that couldn't be done. It's kind of like when you're in college and somebody stays behind. Somebody that you like stays behind. It's great. Because the town is so much smaller than with everybody crawling and every available piece of real estate. Big news. Topping the mailbag. Some of you picked up on it earlier in the day. Bravo, because it broke early. Who do you think is being demanded to give a House Oversight Committee any emails from their personal account that they might have used to conduct official business? Demanding an answer to the questions, who done it? Who told the IRS to do what they did? Stopping organizations dead in their tracks, not getting approved for tax-exempt status. You might be surprised who I'm going to say. Might be surprised. Of course, this person that I'm going to tell you about on the flip side, because their name is bantied about all over the place, you know, this is where it wouldn't hurt to have a little bit of a bodyguard. Some of you suggested just that. Hey, we're hitting the mailbag next. Hang around, won't you? Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Here on America Tonight, a lot of you jamming up our mailbag. So, we don't want to waste any time. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Topping all of the emails that we received, this one from Big Bob, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. Don't want to be confused with Little Bob. I thought somebody emailed your show, and that's what they called themselves. First of all, as an aside, what man in his right mind would call himself that? I have to tell you, I am sick of Marco Rubio saying that Obama could legalize millions by executive order. He's drinking more than water. Something is wrong with this guy. Is this really what he wants to see happen overnight? I think he does want to see that, if that's the question. He said that the president might be tempted to legalize 11 million illegal immigrants if Congress didn't pass a comprehensive reform bill within the next year, is what he said. And we won't get E-Verify, we won't get border security, but he'll legalize them. How dangerous would that be? Very. That's the answer. Very, very dangerous, I think. You know, the whole immigration thing is a mess. It's a mess. There is not temptation, border. People don't have any idea how bad it is at the border until they actually go for themselves. This one. From BP, who says, stop and frisk this. New York is so screwed up, I'm thinking of moving to your state, Texas. Although the people talk funny and wear funny hats. They do talk a little funny. So everybody's picking a side on this. On this stop and frisk policy of the New York City Police Department. What's being said is the policy has saved so many lives, it's impossible to even add them up. On Monday, the federal judge ruled the stop and frisk tactics employed by the police to be done with, to stop. That was in response to lawsuits claiming the policy was based against African Americans and Hispanics. Just when you think you have it licked, a story like this. Republican mayoral candidate Joe Latta defended the law stop and frisk, saying basically this judge has put away every great thing that we've done in New York City over the last 20 years. Officers can still stop and frisk, but they're going to be handcuffed in how they do it, which is the problem. It doesn't have quite the sting or the deterrent that it had before. So it makes for interesting news, but doesn't do anything to help, I'll call it, the cause. How's that? I got to give you the frighteningly fun stuff at the top of the show. Picture this. 40 to 65 years old, you fall into that category. You know what happens to you? You could say bone tweaks here and there, but it's not about that. It's about a type of early onset dementia that is less likely to be named or even recognized. Princess Di, Oprah Winfrey, John F. Kennedy, Lucille Ball, Elvis Presley. And it looks to me that this is a way to tell someone, listen, you have got to get serious about this. People with the kind of dementia we're talking about consistently forget names of famous people they once knew. It's more than a forgetting a name or town of a famous person. The Alzheimer's disease center at Northwestern University, showing the School of Medicine not too far in the distance, will do whatever they can to not, I think they will do whatever they can. They lose Tiger, but do they have to lose everyone else in the entourage as well? Probably not. But you know what's interesting is among the findings, these were all published in this week's issue of Neurology, the plural of the American Academy of Neurology. They say that people with early onset dementia could name about half, 46% of the famous people. They scored a 79% in recognition and named characteristics. Those without dementia scored 93% and naming the celebrities 97% in recognition. Woohoo! That's a good thing. I think that constitutes winning. I think that constitutes winning for sure. So we go through this and the fact that there are some things that you can do with dementia. And one of them is the facial recognition techniques. And the other thing, of course, is lists and whatnot that you're on. It's easy to compare that at the gate. And this is what they did in Houston. This is what they do in other places. Pick a place. I said Houston because there's so many packages and drop-offs and all that sort of stuff that happens before they even hit Dallas. This one comes to us from Joe, who says, do you realize when you think of the transit system, when you think of the neighborhood and grocery stores and whatnot, there were some fascinating things that came out. If I were giving you a list of the top 10 cities, here's how they'd be in order. Cambridge, New York City, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Seattle, Miami, Pittsburgh, Portland at Oregon, and finally Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The overwhelming amount of guilt, just bone crushing. That eeny, meeny, my, mo, pick somebody else, and then the next person may be the next person to grow. So there, we're seeing that there is no particular ranking, although we could end up ranking that ourselves. It's like, what's the lamest place to live in America, and what's the best place to live in North America? I have an interesting list from both areas. Depends on how much history you're into. I think with D.C., Cambridge, all of those I would kind of put in the same category. Different for San Francisco, different for Philadelphia, different for Miami and Pittsburgh and Portland. Very different scenarios. So coming up, can you relax or do you blow a gasket way too easy? Stress, lack of sleep, that's what's hurting you. How do you get back on track? We're going to tell you next here on America Tonight.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
America Tonight. Here's something I think a lot of you can sadly relate to. Workplace freakouts. In other words, people are just strung so tight. They're wound so tightly. Sadly, what we've seen is this new phenomenon. Maybe it's not new, but it just seems to have increased, is desk rage. And even phone rage is becoming very, very common. And did you know that the second highest cause of workplace deaths is homicide? And part of that is related, they say, to people who are stressed for all different kinds of reasons. And a lot of it is just their physical health, difficulty in sleeping, all that sort of stuff. Very excited to welcome in somebody who knows about tranquility. And his book is The Love and Forgiveness Meditation, and he's in our virtual green room right now. If we were smart, we probably would have lit a few candles for Mark Landau. Mark, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure. It's great to be here.
So it is very sad that we have angry bosses and we have massive pressure, that we're seeing people really explode a lot on the job. Is that just because of technology, because of demands? What do you attribute it to?
Well, in a way, the whole pace of life and the whole treadmill is speeding up and getting harder. And there are a tremendous amount of demands. We work harder and harder and harder for less and less and less. And all of the frustrations and the angers and the disappointments and the, you know, the office politics and all that stuff is getting harder and worse. More of us are working harder and you know, having less time on our own, and all of that is adding up and creating a lot of internal reaction.
Is part of it that I read somewhere, and I've read this now actually in a couple of different places, that people just can't seem to let go of what they think they deserve or what people think of them, all kinds of things. Like we beat ourselves up, in other words. Do you think that's also part of this?
Absolutely. We beat ourselves up. We have what some people call negative programs or negative loops or patterns, tapes going on inside of us, you know, that tell us that we're not getting what we're due and we don't deserve what we want and, you know, so many different things within us, some of which we're aware of, but quite a lot of it we're not aware of, and we're not aware so much also of how much things build up within us. And this keeps going on until someone explodes.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned your book at the top, and I wanted you to share a few secrets with us, a couple of steps to how you can get yourself back in a better mood, a better frame of mind. If you feel as though you want to lash out at somebody, you are upset on the phone, or any of the things that we mentioned here at the top, what are a couple of things that people can do?
Well, there's a quickie, you know, a lot of people have all kinds of ideas about meditation. First of all, that they can't do it because they can't quiet their mind. But you don't need to quiet your mind to effectively release the stress that's building up within you. And I have a little quickie meditation that I call the water cooler meditation. I have it for free on my website. It's in an ebook, which is a free downloadable PDF that you can read about in about, you know, 5 or 10 minutes and learn how to do it in that period of time. And even practice it in less time, in like 3 to 5 minutes. There are things that you can do that will actually help how you're feeling. And it sounds too simple, you know, too simple to be true, but it's not. Let me try to explain this, if I may. Whatever you believe, you know, in terms of love and forgiveness and all of that kind of stuff, the two most potent healing energies are love and forgiveness. Love heals and forgiveness heals. And we can't manufacture them, you know, be nicey-nice and try to create forgiveness and love. It doesn't work. You know, we all, I think, know that. But we can utilize the power of our higher power and our subconscious to deliver those two energies to places within us that need them. And in a very short time, we can feel better. The water cooler meditation utilizes love and forgiveness. And it does it in a way that we don't have to work at it. We just do something very simple. And what I recommend is that you go to my website, which is I love you and forgive you, 6 words. I love you, which is kind of easy to remember. I love you and forgive you .com or .org. And download the PDF and you can learn it in no time. But let me just say this now. I know I'm going on a bit too long here, but
no, that's okay. We're listening.
Okay. If you do a kind of a routine, a ritual, and this can be used as a longer meditation at home, and I believe in actually meditating in the workplace, and I believe in teaching meditation in schools. Not everyone believes that, but this particular meditation is new. It came through me about a year and a half ago. It is not derived from any religion or any ethnic tradition, as many of the meditations out there are. And it utilizes the two most potent healing energies, which are love and forgiveness. So if you start doing this kind of a ritual, you're feeling pressure, anxiety, fear, anger, whatever it may be. You feel like, you know, you want to lash out at one of your coworkers who's giving you a hard time, or your boss or whatever. And, you know, you just go and take a sip of water at the water cooler or out of your water bottle. You take a few deep breaths. So you've given your body its two most essential needs, water and oxygen. And then you just repeat love five times. Love, 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 love. Either silently or out loud, or you can whisper it, or you can go out on the roof if people are around the water cooler and you don't want to do it there. And then I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you five times, and then I love you and forgive you. And you may not want to forgive anyone. You may not believe that you need forgiveness, but it goes beyond that. It goes beyond ideas. It goes beyond the small self trying to make things happen. It goes deep into the psyche and the essences, the energies, the vibrations of those two most potent healing energies can actually bring about a change in you, in your biochemistry, in your heart, in your soul, in your psyche, and you can feel better in a very short period of time just doing that.
Do you find that more people are sort of gravitating or learning the secret? You said oxygen and water are learning that, hey, I do have to meditate. You know, before, it's funny you mentioned that your own personal meditation, hey, it has nothing to do with religion or anything else. Because people a long time ago used to think, ah, yeah, that meditation nonsense. But I feel like, anyway, the more people are starting to get it. I mean, men, women, etc., are starting to get it's good to have some quiet time, and it's good to carve out that moment to take those deep breaths. You've been doing this for a long time, Mark. Do you feel as though people are starting to grasp that concept a little bit more?
I believe they are. I mean, you know, I was around, you know, before a lot of folks out there. And I worked very closely with the founder of Transcendental Meditation, which was huge in the 60s.
Yeah.
The Beatles got involved in it, and Mia Farrow, and the Beach Boys, and Nobel laureates, and, you know, all kinds of people. I met Bucky Fuller and Jonas Salk. You know, it was quite an intense period of time. And so in the late 60s and the early 70s, tens of millions of people learned how to meditate. And then a lot of people got disillusioned, and there were other meditations and other, you know, esoteric healing things going on. But it began to move more into the mainstream. And, you know, Maharishi, the founder of Transcendental Meditation, coined the phrase raising consciousness. And, you know, not long after that, you know, I heard men, you know, in suits on the train going into New York to their jobs in Wall Street or whatever, talking about raising consciousness. So it's moving more and more into the mainstream, I think. And a lot of people still dismiss it because, really, they don't believe they can do it. And maybe some people have tried and it didn't work for them. But that's based on misunderstanding. It's really the simplest thing in the world. Everyone can do it. If you take a dumbbell in your hand and you pump your arm, you know, 20 minutes twice a day, something's going to happen to your muscle. It's inevitable. It has to happen. And if you sit down and close your eyes and take a break from the world and the stress and everything, really, it's like a bath for the heart and the mind and the psyche. You know, we've all learned to wash our hands and our mouths and our bodies, but we haven't learned how to wash our hearts and our minds and our psyches and how to wash the stress out of our system. And it's my experience, and the experience really, it's been the experience of, you know, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people for 10,000 years, that meditation is the one best thing we can do to clear out the debris from our system and create more balance and harmony and peace and happiness and space and freedom and, you know, all those things that everyone really wants.
Yeah, well said. I hope people pay attention to that. Thanks so much, Mark. Pick up his book, The Love and Forgiveness Meditation. Thank you for coming on the show, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
That would be great. I'll be ready.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll ease you. She'll unease you.
All right, we're wrapping up this hour of America Tonight. And the IRS and getting to the bottom of what happened with the IRS and targeting the Tea Party or Patriot groups or, you know, for that matter, even some so-called Democratic groups feel as though they were targeted, too, for what that's worth. Daryl Issa isn't letting this go. The House Oversight Committee chair is demanding that the former IRS official, Lois Lerner, who was the key, really, person from the IRS targeted, you know, the whole targeting scandal, was the key person who pleaded the fifth and all that other sort of stuff. The committee wants any emails from her personal account that might have been used to conduct official business for the IRS. So even though they're off, ISA sent a letter Tuesday saying that the committee's investigation of the issue has shown that Lerner sent some official documents from her personal email address, and it raised concerns. The committee decided that there was something that was being hidden there, and what was her true role in what had happened. The scandal consisted of targeting mostly the groups I mentioned, the conservative groups, for extra eye scrutiny, whatever you want to call it, for their applications for tax-exempt status. Lerner, formerly the director of the IRS's Exempt Organizations Unit, has been on administrative leave from her job since May, paid administrative leave, by the way, and in doing business through a personal email account, she might have avoided the archiving of government emails, because that's what happens. So that makes it a little more difficult for the IRS to provide the committee that ISA chairs with the requested stuff that they want. They want to be able to pour through the emails to see if they find anything that they haven't been told. I don't know. Maybe this is one of these situations where you need to call the NSA and they need to go through the emails. Perhaps they have it somewhere on record, stored in that storage bin that they're going to destroy, and we're supposed to believe, in 5 years. Since they're so good at getting our information, perhaps they have some of Lois Lerner's personal email that may be the best place to find out. Daryl Issa should call the NSA, and maybe they can help him out. Can you imagine? Doubtful that there will be any call made there. I think the biggest story that's kind of being a little bit underreported but could be huge in the next couple of months is the possibility of the block of U.S. Airways and American Airlines merging. Boy, there are people already losing jobs. So what do they do? Call them back in? Whoops, false alarm. And the federal government is saying it just would damage consumers because it would lead to higher fares and fees if this became a ginormous airline. Of course, the airlines say the conclusions are wrong, and they vow to use all legal options to fight back. I'm surprised by this. In the last couple of years, antitrust regulators have allowed three other airlines to go ahead and merge. That left five airlines in control of about 80% of the domestic market, is what they would call it. So last year, business and leisure travelers spent more than $70 billion on airfare in the U.S. Woo! $70 billion flying the friendly skies. And the news is that consumers, they say, could have possibly gotten more and could have gotten better fees. So the government said round trip airfares this month between Miami and Cincinnati and between Houston and New York, in which U.S. Airlines fares are far lower than Americans and other competitors. Now, if you merge the two airlines together, what happens? It's a 56-pager, this lawsuit that the Department of Justice has whipped out, quoting internal emails, investor presentations, public comments by both airlines' top execs, noting how past mergers have allowed for increased fares and rising fees for checking a bag or changing flights. Hey, pretty much if the airlines keep it up, all of us could pool our money and we'll just get our own net jets. If Roger Federer, tennis superstar, can do it, by golly, I can do it. Anybody else want to come along for the ride? We'll just take a piece of the plane because it'll end up being cheaper. Shares of both American and its merger tag team partner, U.S. Air, went south on Wall Street. This is what happens when the conversation like this comes out. Because it would be a huge change. Both CEOs tried to convince the Justice Department that, listen, this deal is good for customers and for airline competition. Why won't you listen to us? Now, the lawsuit can't stop the deal necessarily. The airlines could fight back in court, but it's only if it gets that far. The Justice Department could be seeking a little more time and leverage to squeeze out some more concessions. That could be part of the idea. Many experts expected regulators to pressure American and U.S. Air into giving up some takeoff and landing slots at Reagan National Airport, allowing for new competitors at that airport, which is just across the Potomac from Washington. And there are other airlines that have merged, and they had no problem whatsoever. So in this lawsuit, the Justice Department, by the way, I want to flesh the whole thing out for you, was joined by the attorney generals from Americans' home state of Texas, U.S. Airways, home state of Arizona, plus Florida, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and the District of Columbia, also on the list. So protecting consumers from possible increased prices and fewer choices, you got to be kidding. They're already blasting us. The cheapest airline to fly is Southwest, although I feel like cattle. You line up in those little sections and then they load you on. It's very strange. And still, there are ways through the power of the dollar that you can get a better seat, although there's not supposed to be because it's supposed to be, I call it festival seating. Just pretend you're at a rock concert. But there is a problem with this merger. And if they raise the airfares, what a bummer that would be. Because some of those routes are much, much cheaper on the other airline. And everybody's looking for a good deal. So nobody's looking to pay $1,500, $2,000 for a ticket to be somewhere. Nobody's looking like that. So maybe the Department of Justice wins in its block to try to attempt U.S. Air and American Airlines from not merging, saying it would just be awful for the country. In some cases, the word crippling was used. I think they could block it. I think they could block that merger. But they'd have to come up with impact studies, and which is what they're trying to do by saying, listen, we've already had other airlines that merge, but there's no way these two can merge. And I think that's the next step. I think that's the next step to happen. Might be quicker to walk or maybe ride. Maybe it's time to get back in the cars, but then what's the price of gasoline? It's pretty terrifically hard to manipulate the system nowadays into getting a really decent price for airfare. There's a zillion sites to search, but it always comes back to the same thing. And if you do put the two airlines together, then they're one. They're going to offer that one fare plus all the possibilities of Xing out bag fees and whatnot. Oh, well. As the world turns, according to the Department of Justice, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.